Hello and welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm Kelly Thomas, the Crochet Profit Queen, and I'm going to show you how you can make a living from your crochet while avoiding the burnout and being able to make what you want and when you want. Have you signed up to the Crochet Business School newsletter yet? Don't forget to do that now at crochetbusinessschool.com/subscribe and get tips and free resources straight to your inbox. Making crochet pattern videos. So crochet pattern videos are incredibly popular on YouTube. They get tons of views. There's a lot of crocheters out there who don't feel comfortable reading a written pattern, so they turn to videos and they crochet along to the video and get their instructions that way. It means it's a great opportunity for you to create videos that are going to get a lot of traffic. And if you combine them with a blog post, double traffic going on. Creating that video can be time consuming, especially if it's a larger pattern. You're going to have to record this in a quiet environment. You're going to need a stable table or a counter to crochet on. You need a camera that can not only take good videos, but capture the audio as well. And then once you've done all the recording, you're going to have to edit the video. So I'm not going to lie, there's a lot of work involved. But I create a lot of videos for my patterns, and they are well worth the time. In fact, I tend to get more profit from the videos than I do from the blogs. So I have ads both on my videos and on my blogs. And for me, this is just me. People are different. Different crocheters have different strategies. So this is just my experience, is that I make more from the videos than I do from the blog posts that go with them. And that's just because the videos get played more. People will rewind the videos to see bits they haven't seen before. They will go back to them over and over as they progress through the pattern. And so they just get more views. People spend more time watching the videos than they do reading the blog posts. And for me, that's how it's worked out. So I find the videos are very profitable to make. Now, they do take time. They do take effort. You have to know which videos you need to create. And sometimes you need to wait between making one video and the other, especially if it's a video for a larger pattern. You have to crochet as you go. Now, you're not going to show the entire process. That will take hours and hours and hours. You're not going to show it stitch by stitch, but you are going to show it in sections and show the repeats people need to make. So you could be making these videos over a period of days or even weeks if it's a large pattern. So you need to make those videos, download them from your camera if you're recording it, or if it's being done live, upload it straight to wherever you're storing them. And once you finish, you've got to stitch them all together. And this does involve quite a bit of editing. You also need to check your audio. So if your voice has been cut off, you can create audio files to overlay over the top. You need an intro and outro, which is where you introduce your pattern, introduce yourself and your business. And the outro would be something along the lines of, that's the finished pattern. Please show us in the Facebook group. I'd love to see what you make. Don't forget to subscribe. And these may have your logo on it. They may have your links to websites, subscribe buttons. And it all needs putting together. Thankfully, these days, editing apps are really simple. I use Clidio. That's not an affiliate link, by the way. That is just what I use. And I use it because it's simple and I can do everything I need inside that one program. And they make it really simple. You upload your videos, you drag them into the timeline, you can cut and splice them and put everything together. And it's really simple to use. Thankfully, it's that simple these days. Just a few years ago, it was much more complicated.
The Huggers Academy is all about helping you to discover how to write, sell, and profit from your crochet patterns. There are all kinds of ways that you can make money from your own crochet designs, and I want to show you how. Come join us today, and it's just $24.99 a month, no minimum sign-up term, and you get all the support you need, all the information, to help grow your own crochet pattern business. Come join us now at crochetbusinessschool.com.
Once you've done that, you upload it onto YouTube and then fill out your titles, your descriptions, your tags, upload a thumbnail, and it's ready to go. But that's not enough to make your pattern get found. You do have to promote it. You do have to do your keyword research to make sure it gets found. You promote it on your social media. You promote it in your newsletters. You promote it on Pinterest, wherever it is that you are and where your audience follows you, you promote it. Because you're not going to make the money from it unless you do the promotion. But there's all kinds of ways you can make money from videos other than the ads. You can link it to your blog. You can link it to your shop and show off merchandise in there. You can include affiliate links, and you can link it all into your description. So there is a lot of work to making these videos. There's no word of a lie about that. They are very time consuming. But once they're uploaded onto YouTube, they're there forever. And YouTube is a search engine, so they can always get found if people are looking for your type of pattern. If you've done your keyword research right, you will appear in the search results. To be able to make money from your crochet videos, you do need a strategy behind it, because you have to qualify for the ads. YouTube requires you to have 1,000 subscribers, and on top of that, you need to have 4,000 viewing hours. That means people have to have watched your videos for 4,000 hours in total, and that's public videos, not unlisted ones, before you can qualify for ads. And that's because YouTube wants to know that you're worth spending that money on. You have to prove that you can drive the traffic and get people watching your videos. But if you haven't qualified for the traffic yet, then using affiliate links in your descriptions is also a way to make money from the videos. If you have a blog, embed the video into a blog, and then you get two chances of biting the apple. And this is what we want in a crochet business. We want things we weave together. We want us to be able to profit from a crochet in as many ways as makes sense. Affiliate links are a great way to make extra revenue, and you can use them on blogs, on videos, patterns, on your social media. You can use them everywhere. So it makes sense to weave them in. And you can do that on your videos. You include the link in your description, but you have to include a prompt in the video to send people to it, because most people don't read the description unless they feel the need to. So there's all kinds of ways that you can make money from your crochet pattern videos that makes them worth the time and effort to make these kind of laborious process really worth it for you. And as part of a strategy, as part of your crochet pattern web, they can, you know, pay dividends, they really can. But you have to put that time and effort in. Thankfully, you don't need any fancy equipment to make videos anymore. Your smartphone is more than good enough. These days, most phones have really good cameras. Just a few years ago, the cameras couldn't keep up with the movement of your hook, and they weren't smooth. You could tell they were taken on a phone, but now the cameras are really good. So you don't need to buy an extra camera anymore. You just use your phone. The audio can be sometimes a bit of an issue, but again, phones are catching up. The best way is just test it and see how it works for you. Videos are really easy to get started with. You just need to know your pattern, know which segments of videos you need to make, film them with your phone, and get them uploaded. You do have to edit. There's no getting past that. But thankfully, editing programs are easy to use and are fairly cheap now, especially if you batch the videos, because then you just need to pay for like 1 month at a time, cancel it, and then pick it back up when you need it. So I hope that's given you a few things to think about. And as always, if you have any questions, please do come to the Facebook group. The link is in the show notes. And I shall see you next time for the next episode. Bye for now.